Galnet News Digest, 21st of November 3305. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's not necessarily fact-filled news, Operation Ida plans Camorra conquest celebration. Feds ahead in two-horse race. Why don't we all just get along? Lava Loop, Sub 17. Operation Ida plans Camorra conquest celebration. The era of station repair shipments going missing could soon be at an end, according to an announcement made earlier today. The evil Don Antonacci and his organised crime syndicate has been siphoning off a large portion of the goods brought in by Operation Ida and others to make good the damage caused by the Thargoid attacks ever since the repair operations began in 3303. Now it appears that the self-styled head of publishing and supplier of horse heads to the finest beds in the galaxy, who was also alleged to be responsible for stealing building supplies intended to extend the dam to keep the ancient city of Venice from being flooded under 30 metres of Adriatic Sea, may have met his match. A new secret anti-Antonacci system is being trialled from the 27th of November to the 2nd of December, and if it proves successful, the Don may be vanquished forever. If the trial proves successful, Operation Ida plans to celebrate with a holiday hauling event, marking their second anniversary and aiming to get even more stations repaired and back in working order, starting on the 13th of December. Unfortunately, the permanent fix for the Don's Camorra won't be fully in place until mid-January, but the prospect of seeing the back of his retreating megaship will be more than enough to raise the spirits of the long-suffering philanthropists of Operation Ida. Feds ahead in two-horse race. The federal campaign to abduct the inhabitants of the Golconda, to make them into miserable wage slaves on a dead-end outpost, appears to be trouncing the rival imperial campaign, to turn them into imperial slaves on an equally obscure planetary base. The Alliance's legal appeal against the decision to exclude it from the head-to-head has been denied by a judge with a sense of humour. The Empire and Federation are both planning to build their settlements using high quantities of beryllium, which is one of the most toxic elements there is, so they clearly don't have much regard for safety. The whole sorry affair will drag on until Tuesday the 26th of November, or until the Federation has stockpiled sufficient materials to kill everyone aboard the Golconda. Why don't we all just get along? With the Thargoids no longer attempting to destroy humanity, the opportunity has opened up for us to trade with the multi-tentacled spawn of Cthulhu. Thargoids are known to like collecting occupied escape pods. This is apparently because they hatch their young inside living carcasses, so the developing Tharglets have a ready food source. So, why don't we barter all our unwanted people to the Thargoids in exchange for meta-alloys? That way, we can all get along happily together and make some money in the process. Once they've been introduced to the idea, Thargoids will just love capitalism. Lava Loop, Sub 17. The latest buckyball race is more than halfway through now, with final entries accepted until Sunday. There's not been much activity in the regulation hauler class, with the best times around the 26-minute mark. However, the unlimited class is seeing a lot more action, with the best course times under an astonishing 17 minutes being registered. In an unfortunate misunderstanding, Commander Aide Levice apparently misheard the name of the race as the Lave Loop, and has been orbiting Warrena Station for the past week. And that's this week's 100% accurate and fact-checked Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.